You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time.
We've got some great news for you shellfish lovers out there. Mudbug season has begun. Well, sort of. Thanks to unseasonably warm temperatures, crawfish have made their way into restaurants and markets across Southeast Texas. Markets like Ancelet's Cajun Market in Port Arthur. The market received its first batch of crawfish Wednesday, and it was a big one. 1,600 pounds of medium-sized crawfish straight from Louisiana. Yesterday, I talked to Ryan Ancelet. He's co-owner of Ancelet's Cajun Market. So, Ryan, when does crawfish season usually begin?
We usually don't start till Super Bowl weekend. That's our start. We can always get them at this time, but usually the volume is not there. But this year, it's totally different. So we decided to get going early on it.
So when did you know that this was going to be an early season? How long have you been preparing?
We've been talking with them, our farmers over in Louisiana. They'll put test traps out, and that way they can kind of see what's going on, you know, and how the catch is doing. So we knew it was coming about a month ago.
So are these crawfish bigger than the ones you normally see this time of year?
Yeah, they are, and they're full too. You know, usually this time of year they're not full of the fat and the meat, but the shells are full right now. So it's a good year so far.
So do you expect more business or better business than this year than past?
Oh yeah. We've got a month and a half jump on it now. So we started selling crawfish yesterday as they came in. So we stayed busy all the way till we closed at 7 o'clock last night, and expect the same thing, you know, tonight. So everybody's hungry for them.
So how much are they going for?
Our boiled is $5.49 a pound, and our live are $3.99 a pound.
And that's cheaper.
You know, that fluctuates.
Than usual.
It's a lot cheaper than last year at this time.
So how do you choose good crawfish, since I'm not from that side of town?
There's a lot of things that go into it. You know, we try to buy rice-filled crawfish. They've got a sweeter taste and meat to them. So that's one thing that we look for. And what they use for bait, you know. So if they use artificial, you know, things like that. So there's different factors that play in with it.
But I might not be able to tell just by looking at it with its shell on there.
No.
Oh, that's unfortunate. All right. Well, I mentioned you got the first batch from Louisiana yesterday. Do you expect the Texas crawfish fishermen to be bringing in crawfish anytime soon?
Yeah, I believe so. I think they're starting to, they're gearing up too. You know, I'm sure there's some that have already started. None of that I'm aware of in our area, but I've talked to one of our friends that we'll buy from this year, and he's going to start putting out traps here in the next week or two. So everybody will start kicking in.
Last question for you. What's your favorite way to prepare crawfish?
I just like them boiled. You know, you can do all kind of stuff with them, but boiled crawfish is my favorite. You know, so you can do etouffees and different things like that, but my favorite is doing just a regular boiled crawfish.
I bet you make a good etouffee.
I try to.
Ryan Ancelet is the co-owner of Ancelet's Cajun Market in Port Arthur, Texas. He's already seeing the benefits of that warm winter with crawfish early this season. Thanks for chatting with us, Ryan.
Thank y'all.